Good morning. I had the opportunity to have my second sermon ever, because last time I had before Jan was leaving. You know, I'm going to talk about perfection. In perfection, it's useful to make mistakes. And and words, the arrival and departure, are always confusing for me in English. I'm never sure which one is which one. So next week we have last service with Mark, maybe good chance for me to speak again here. And when we were making a plan who is going to preach in this month, I agreed, okay, I'm going to do it. And at that moment, 6 weeks ago, or when was it, I had no idea what should it be. I was sure in the closing song, for which I asked Rob, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And later I found that there are people who enter our life and teach us something, and many of you know Ola, and she taught me everything good comes from God. And it gave me a time to search it as a scripture. It comes from Book of James, which is one of the shortest ones, so even I was able to read it completely in two languages. And what's there? It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting of shadows. There are four interesting words in the first sentence: good, perfect, gift, and God. In the second sentence, it's God, light, and shadow. What does it mean? At this moment, I would like to read it a little bit longer, whole James 1-18. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave in the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plants, its blossoms fall, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, the person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that he might be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. So I pick up just that 17, which is highlighted now there in bold, and again I say, there are words good, perfect, gift, and God, and we somehow understand them in our life, and this can change during our lives. We can see it differently as kids and differently when we are adults. What are gifts? I understand from the scripture before that it's wisdom and others here, and I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to speak more about perfection and good here. When you enter this church, there is written imperfect people welcome above the door. And what does it mean to be perfect? I started with mistakes at the beginning, which were not planned, and I simply try to expose myself to a situation in which I'm not sure, and it gives me a chance to improve. And there are two options how to understand perfections: doing no mistakes, trying to pretend you are completely perfect, but then you do not grow because you are afraid of mistakes, and mistakes are important for understanding who we are and what we do. So for me, what is perfection? It's making mistakes, showing imperfections, and observing and realizing my mistakes and my imperfections, which results in a learning process. So this is how I understand perfection. It's not something like that when you are 6 or 8 years old and you believe that to be perfect means to do no mistakes. And to reopen this in the adult age is not simple, and once you get there, life changes, because you give yourself chance to change. You know, I can have here a few examples. My English. I learned English for almost 20 years at the moment when I entered Atlanta in the United States. And at the airport, I understood my English is terribly poor, no matter that in many moments, many people in Europe told me, you speak a great English. They were Europeans and they thought I speak good English. But I came to some, I think it was McDonald's the first evening, and they asked me a question, what's your name? And I was not able to understand it. Combination of accent on American South and cultural questions, because here in McDonald's, nobody asks you on your name, you get number. And they asked me 3 times, and I was not able to understand it. And then somebody had to help me in that moment. So, and in that moment, I understood, okay, I should change something. And what I changed was that I decided to open to it stepwise. It was a long process, and after 6 weeks, I was finally able to start to be understood to Native Americans. So this is my English. Second one is my singing, which Rob helped me a lot in some moment when I was not sure. He brought me here on the stage at the moment when I thought, okay, maybe it's not yet time, but I'm nervous about it, so let's try it. And for 1 year, I was here with him. And it was for me a great moment to improve in my English pronunciation, because when you speak on mic, you hear all the mistakes. Great chance to perfect. And at the moment when I start to feel I'm good enough in my English pronunciation and I'm not scared of it, as I was as a child in the 5th grade, he kicked me out from the stage because he thought, okay, it's done, I don't need to be here anymore. So this is something about perfection. And I said I had to open to my English in the United States, and I attended church in the US. It was the United Methodist Church in Central, in South Carolina. And every Sunday before service, I went to the Bible study or Sunday school. I don't know how to call it correctly. And we read, I think it was 1st or 2nd Corinthians, Paul going through Mediterranean with lots of people and speaking about it. And there was part about the fruits of God, fruits of Holy Spirit. And somebody asked me, how did I learn what was so important for me with my English? And I replied, I had to open to it. And later, the same man told me, who asked me, after 6 months, he told me, you changed my life. You told me I should open to something new. So this is, I think, the first message of today. We often try to learn something without being open to it. And okay, you can try, you can work hard, but if you are not open to it, it's much more hard work. If you are open to it, there is quite a big chance you will meet somebody from whom you can learn, as I had chance to learn singing with Rob, just staying here and catching all the waves coming from his side. So this is my part on the perfection. Second one is, there is every good and perfect gift. Good. What is good? When we are kids, we like to have things black and white. We want to have this good and this is evil, and nothing is in between. And somehow, when you open Bible, Genesis 1, what's there? Light and dark, sea and or ocean and the opposite, and others coming in this way. God, which is both dark and light, brings one and the second. And in this way, we try to stay in a position during our lives. Okay, somebody taught us this is good and this is bad, and we follow it. And many people keep it for a whole life. And they just follow someone else's suggestions, what is good and what is bad. We can see it differently. Everything good comes from God. Okay, it's love, it's joy, what we feel here in the church. Wisdom comes from God. But how to come to wisdom? The first step is to realize that how we understand the world in good and bad is probably not always the best option. And so my view is somehow that we should give up that black and white view of good and evil, and we should see as good everything what comes to us to help us to understand that our narratives, our understanding what is good and what is bad, are outdated at this moment. Okay, we learn it as children or later, but maybe now we should check if it is still valid. God attracts interesting people in our lives when we are open to it, and I talked about imperfection and about good, and in November 2018, I was on a date with black canine lady here in Prague, just one date, but I met her on dating app where it was written, I'm imperfect, but work in progress, something what fits our imperfect people welcome here. And we had one dinner, we talked a lot, and what was interesting, she said, I never had a bad day, because it's your decision how you see it at the end, it's your decision. Now we are in transition, in strange transition as a church, because we have no pastor, and we are not in situation that we know in 2 weeks we are going to have new pastor, maybe in 2 months, maybe in 4 months, nobody knows what's going to happen. And I want to ask at this moment, is it good or bad for us to have no pastor? We can vote on it. Is it good? Is it bad? Does somebody has any opinion? Nobody speaks. Yes. It is what? It is what it is. And for me, it's opportunity. It's not good, it's not bad. It is, and it can be seen as opportunity to learn something new. We are not in situation, we have pastor who is expected to do quite a lot of work for us because he is paid for it. That's why we expect it. This moment we do not have pastor, so we have to share all the activity between us. And so this is how I see it. And it expects much more of our activity than before. We should trash our expectation, somebody is here and will do it. And there is something I would like to point out, what I catched last week. I had two short discussions before service. One was mine and second one I just heard, which was Terrian's with somebody. And me and Terrian are council members. Terrian is lay leader, I alternate her. And there were two interesting moments. I asked somebody who is in congregation for a long time on something, and he told me, it's up to your decision, the decision of you all. And there was not in something like, I would like to hear, we will decide it. There was no we at the beginning. And the second discussion was kind of comparable, asking on our outreach ministry, which was planned by Mark and Dan, and now it's somehow sleeping, it's dormant, and nobody knows what's going to happen with it. And that person was also asking Therian, have you done something in it? There was nothing like, are we going to continue in it? And this is the opportunity I see at this moment when we have no pastor to change our thinking that it is we who is the congregation and pastor is here just to help us. I have one more comment to that, what is good. I learned in the last 5 years that for me, it's good to make decisions in a way that I feel in whole my body, it's agreement. It's in agreement where I should go, which is what Bill mentioned here 2 weeks ago. And this is what I learned on the American South, mainly. Partially here in Prague before I left, but mainly there. And it's the difference between do you believe in God or do you live with God? And if you come to the church where people live in God, people are able to feel it. Newcomers are able to feel it, and I hope we are able to build this type of congregation here and continue in it. And I have a little bit more to it. The second sentence was coming down from the Father of heavenly light who does not change like shifting shadows. What does it say? That God is stable. He's not changing his opinion as first. On the other hand, there is shadow and light. And looking back to Genesis 1, what is there? We are finding this is this pole, this is the opposite pole, light and dark. And in some moment, as children, we decide, okay, I want to be kind and I never will be bad. And maybe it's time to reabsorb the second pole of our personality into our own personality and see it. We are coming closer to God by learning that one, what we sent in our dark part of our personality, in our shadow. Nobody says we should use it every day, but we should just be aware we can do it. And life is then much easier when we know it, because people feel, okay, if I behave in some way to you, you can do this. If you close this completely, because you decided I'm never going to use this, the people are going to misuse it. So this is a question of light and dark here. So maybe it's time to close it. I tried to speak about perfection, about good, about God, and about opportunity for us as a congregation. And what I would like to say at this moment, maybe let's read the Czech version first, and then I will close it. Každý dobrý dar a každé dokonalé obdarování je z hůry. Sestupuje od Otce nebeských světel, u něho není proměně ani střídání světla a stínu. So, many of you learn Czech, I think most of you, if you are not native speakers, and so be open to it. Be open to whatever give you a chance to understand your false narratives, to whatever what gives you a chance to understand that some part of your personality is in dark, it's in shadow. And what is good, at the end of the day, it's your decision how you see it. Okay, now it's time for prayer. I will start, and then you can pray in any language you want. You can pray loudly or silently, and at the end I will close the prayer time. Father, our Father and God, Father Almighty, you know what's good and what's perfect. Please lead us as a congregation and everyone who is here through the process of understanding our imperfection and understanding that what is good is at the end of the day on our decision. Give us ability to understand that good is whatever would help us to grow in our spiritual journey. Jesus' name I pray, amen.